of all of the afchesemi kasbei. When is there a tzad to say that the father should get the money if somebody hit the daughter and made the daughter worth less? It's like you took away like property of the father. The father owns his daughter. He could sell his daughter. He could marry off his daughter. He could get money for it. So if you made her worth less, that's a tzad to say the money then should go to the father. Avo betziya, if you just done gave her a wound, to lay afchesemi kasbei, you didn't make her worth less. Lokim boilei. So for sure the money should not go to the father. For sure the money should go to her. Skumarin says, Amar Rav Yosi bar Chanina, she'apotusa b'foneho. But somebody gave her a wound on a face. The yafchasami kasbe, she's not worth so much. She doesn't look so much now. People won't buy her, they can't look at her. So therefore, that's called the pchas in domeho. You made her worth less. Therefore, the money goes to the father. According to Rav Yechon. That's what we're asking. Finally, then the Mishnah says, if you hit somebody else's Eved Kanani, you have to pay all five things. And if Yehuda says no, Yehuda says you're potter on Boishas. If you hit somebody else's Eved Kanani, you're potter from Boishas. So my time, what's the reason? My time to Rabbi Yehuda. All my praises, the Pasuk says, Ki yinotsu anoshim yachtov. When two people, as if the parish in the Devarim about paying for Boishas, if a lady embarrassed another man, he says, Ki yinotsu anoshim yachtov. Two men were fighting. Ishviyach, the man with his brother. And then one wife came and hit the other man, she has to pay boishes. So we say now, it says, V'ochiv, b'mi sheyeshli achva. You only have to pay boishes for somebody that's like your brother. Yotzeva, but an Eved Kanani, shem le'achva, there's no brothership by an Eved Kanani. Therefore, you're potter for paying boishes. That's what you disvara. The Rashi says, shem le'achva means in Yisrael, shem le'bo v'kal, he can't come into kahal. Therefore, you're potter for boishes. For Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan say, no, Yechayiv? Achiv hu b'mitzvahs. An Eved Kanani is called your brother for mitzvahs. He has a lach like an isha. An Eved Kanani has to do mitzvahs like an isha. So since he's mechuyu b'mitzvahs mitzvahs, he's called your brother. For the Gemara is so, elo meyativ so. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and he's telling me now where it says achiv. Eved Kanani is not in the parshom. If so, zayme meyavid. If two edim said that an Eved Kanani killed somebody, and they want to have the Eved killed, and then we find these two edim to be zaymimim, we should not kill them. And we know the lacher is we do kill these eidim. Why? The kasher is of Yehuda, zemim eyeved, lo yaroigu. We should not kill them. Why not? The asim, because the pasuk says, v'yasisim lo, we should do to these two eidim, kasher zomem lasos liyochiv, what they wanted to do to their brother. So mashma, the whole pasher of eidim zemimim is only by a person that's called ochiv. Mashaik, in the country of Yehuda, an eved kanani is not called ochiv, there should be no pasher of eidim zemimim. So my Rabbi says, I'll tell you here it's different. Rabbi Yehuda agrees by eidim zemimim. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Sheshis. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says here, Ubi Arta Haram Mikibecha. Mikom Makam. Mashma, any way to get rid of the Ra, you have to do it. So therefore, by Edom Zemimim, Mashma, even by Neved Kanani also, if Edom are saying against the Neved Kanani, also there would be a Parash of Kashi Zoma. So it says, Elo Meyakiv, so, Le Rabbonin. Eved Yehe Koshel O Malchus. According to Rabbonin then, that an Eved is called Achiv, he should be Koshel to become a Melech. And we know it's not that way. Samri, I'll tell you the time according to your tam. The tikshaloch, ger, ledivri akel. How come a ger can't be a melech then? A ger, like after he's mizgari, he's called your brother, he's called a Jew, so why can't he be a melech? Elo amakro, we have to say what the pasuk says, mikerev achicha. You can only appoint a king to be from amongst your brothers. It says, mikerev achicha. And vidashina means, mimubcha shav yachicha. From the best of your brothers. It has to be a miyuchas. Therefore, a ger can't be a melech. And who did an Eved Kanani also cannot be a Melech. So there was not a kasha according to the Rabbanim. Elo meyatul gemara says so. Le Rabbanon yayevet kasha liyedus. An Eved Kanani should be kasha to be an aid. The Chizuk of the pasuk says vine aid sheker v'aid sheker ono biyachiv. It says you need an aid to stay upon his brother. So true, you need someone to be like your brother. But according to the Rabbanan, an Eved Kanani is also called like your brother, since he's mechuyu b'mitzvah, it's like an isha. So if so, how come we know an Eved Kanani is possible to be an aid? So Mar says, Amaulu Ulu says, Eidus le'motas amrit. You can't ask Mikasha from Eidus. I'll tell you, ask your Eidus, the kalbuchayma me'isha. The Rabbanan say, you know why I know an Eved Kanani is possible to be an aid? Because it's a kalbuchayma from an isha. Uma'isha she ruya lova the kal. Madrich an Isha, regular Bas Yisrael, could get married to Yisrael, she could come into Kal Yisrael. Still, Psululi Eidus, she's possible to be an aid. And Rashi says, V'yondoshnei ha'anoshim, anoshim and not ladies. If so, Eved, an Eved Kanani, she'ena royal love of the Kali, can't marry into Klal Yisrael. Ain't Adin Shapostle Yedis, isn't it for sure an Eved Kanani should be Apostle Yedis? Therefore, it's not a kasha according to Rabban, and that's why it's possible. The Mar says, no. I'll tell you, Mali Yishas Kanani royal of Mila. But Isha is different, she's not royal to have the mitzvah's Mila. That's why she's not in the Pasha of Edis. But Tiyama the Eved, Eved Kanani, she royal of Mila, could have a bris Mila. So maybe an Eved Kanani should have the Pasha of Edis. The Mardis says, no, katan yachiyach. A katan is also possibly Yedis. It says, v'yamdu shnei anoshim. Anoshim means older people and not get katan. Now, a katan is in the parsha of Mila. So you see, even though what a katan is yachiyach yeshna b'mila, or possibly Yedis. And so an Eved Kanani is also possibly Yedis. The Mar no, ma'al a katan does shnei b'mitzvahs. I say, a katan has no chiyach to do mitzvahs at all. Tiyama the Eved should be mitzvahs. But a koponim an Eved has chiyuvim to do mitzvahs. Like an Isha. He's mechuyev a mitzvah, like Rashi says. Enoch b'chol a mitzvah, elav a mitzvah. To isha mechuyevas v'lavid v'yonshin. V'kotin yesh... That's something else, yeah? Yeshu b'mitzvah... Tema b'yevet, shu b'mitzvah. This is more said, isha yachich, an isha approve you. Even though an isha has mitzvahs, still she can't be an aid. She yeshna b'mitzvahs, uksulu yedis. So therefore, v'chozer adin, I return and go back over again, these two together. That l'roi zeh k'roi zeh, v'l'roi zeh k'roi zeh. This is not like this, that's not like this. Hatzar ha-shav ha-shavim, what's the common denominator? What are they both equal? Shekein einam b'chol ha-mitzvahs. That both an Isha and Eved Kanani is not m'chuyv in all the mitzvahs. And what did a katan also? U'psudam l'hoyed, the apostle to say Yedis. The katan and Isha is this way. And so afan yavi yasevel, also not Eved Kanani, she'einam b'chol ha-mitzvahs. He's not m'chuyv in all the mitzvahs. He's only m'chuyv in mitzvahs like an Isha. Or possibly hayyid, he should also be possible lehayyid. So that's why, even according to the Rabbanan, it's a svara that an Eved Kanani is possible to be an aid. Mar says, "Mala sara shavish shvem." But you know what they're equal about here? Shekain eino ish. I tell you, maybe both an isha and a katan is not called an ish, but tiyama the Eved shu ish. But an Eved Kanani as a mile is called an ish. So maybe since it's called an ish, he should be a good aid. How do we know, according to the Rabbanan, an Eved Kanani can't be an aid? Elohim Mar says rather like this. Teisei mi gazlin. Learn out an Eved Kanani from a gazlin. That a gazlin is possible to say Edis. Who adin, of course, it's Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Al-Toshis Yodcho, Rosha, the Chomis Eid. He can't have a Rosha, he can't have a gazlin to be an aid. So, if so, Eved also is possible. Faisal goes, he's not nizer in all the mitzvahs. Yeah. So Mar says, no, ma'ala gazlan shekein ma'isav gormaloi. Tiyama v'yevet shein ma'isav gormaloi. A gazlan, the pshat is, he made himself into Russia. Like first he's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, he did an avera now, he made himself into Russia. But he never did do anything wrong to himself. He's only mechuyev in mixas mitzvahs. The other mitzvahs he's potter from. So he didn't cause anything bad to himself. So maybe he could be an aid. El rather teisim mi gazlan o'machav nahanach. Learn out from a gazlan or one of the other two, either from an isha or else from a katan. So what do you want to say that an eved is an ish? A gazlan is also an ish. A gazlan is rishos, he did something wrong, but an isha and a katan didn't do anything wrong. So the kids, we learn out from all these three together, from an isha and from a gazlan, that an eved kanani is also possible to be an eid. Yeah. Ma brei de ravina. Omar, he says like this. Omar, quote the pasuk says, la yimaisu avos habanim. The father should not die because of the children. That means la yemaisu al pi avos shein lehem chiyas banim. You cannot be killed through edim that don't have a yachas to the children, which means an Eved Kanani. If an Eved Kanani has children, they're not miyachas after the father. So such a person can't be an aid. This is the pasuk. The pasuk says again la yemaisu avos abanim. A father should not die because of his kids. So one drasha lidasha from here, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, is that a karev is possibly edis. That means a son cannot say Aedis against his father to have his father killed. Since you're a Karev is possibly Aedis. That's one drasha. But now we're making another drasha here to say that Aedis has to be somebody that has yichus to his children. Mashenka the Eved Kanani has no yichus, they're not called like his children, so that's why he's possibly Aedis. Why? He says, the cycle that is, you're going to tell me, Kedi Armina, the way we usually say Pshan this Pasik, that it means, Lo yimaisu aves abonim, be Aedis bonim, that the pasuk means to teach us a psul of korov, that a father can't be killed if the edim are his children. since they're Koriv, they're possibly Edis. So that's all the Pasuk meant to say. And so, Lichta Rachman, let the Torah write, La Yumaisu Avos Al Bneihem. The fathers cannot be killed because of the children. My Bonim, what does it mean to say, La Yumaisu Avos? La Yumaisu Avos Al Bonim, what's Lashon Bonim? Shema Amin, let me teach us a second thing. That La Yumaisu Al Pi Avos, Shein Lehem Chiyas Bonim. You cannot be killed upon an Edis of a father that his children are not miyachas after him. It means an Eved Kenani, his children are not after him. Children are shivcha. Therefore, they're not miyachas after him, therefore it can't be an Edis. That's what the Pasuk is teaching us. Ela miyachas, so the Gemara says, Ubanim lo yumasu alavis. The Pasuk also says, and children should not be killed because of the father. So we also dash him. It says the father's Edis can't help to kill the children. But how can I mean, also you want to tell me, lo yumasu api bonim, shein lem chiyas avis? That you can't be killed upon a children, a son that doesn't have chiyas edus, doesn't have chiyas of the father, which means a ger. Let's say a goyish kid becomes a ger. So the maestro, he has no yichas to his father. But avada ger could be kashali edus. So the nadash in the pasuk this way, it should mean that if a son doesn't have yichas with his father, he also can't be an aid. In the markasha, el a ger, hochinami the possibly edus? You want to tell me that the ger should be possibly edus, and we know not that way. So here you see it on dash in the pasuk the opposite way of ubanim lo yumaisu alavis to mean this. So I'm going to say like this. Talking yashda, what's one to do with the other? Ger or a ger nehi dien lachias lamala, even though he has lachias his parents above that are still gayim, or even if them is gayim, it's like ger kakon shenelo dami. But lamata yesh lachias. But when he has children now, when this ger, when he gets married to a bas yisrael and he has children, it's called his children. So he has chias lamata. Lafuki Eved, but an Eved Ivri, an Eved Kanani, Dein Lachias Lalamata Lalamata. He has Lachias to his father above, to his child below. Therefore, there's no Pasha of Edis by an Eved Kanani. Because these Sagadat, if you want to tell me, the Ger Possibly Edis, that the Possibly means no, even a Ger, since he doesn't have Yichas to his father, should be Possibly Edis, in Salich the Rachmon, let the Torah just write, V'la Yimosu Ovis Al Bnehem, that children that don't have Yichas to the father can't have be Edis. Then look at Amrina, like you just said. But lo yumaisu means to say lo yumaisu be edus bonim. You can't be killed with your father, children's edus. But nichta rachmanu bonim lo yumaisu alavis. The shamat minatrei. We learn out two things. Chad lo yumaisu bonim be edus alavis. True, one drasha would be is koruv, a father that can't say edus for the children. Neither the second drasha would be lo yumaisu api bonim shein lem chias alavis. That you can't be killed upon a ger that doesn't have yichas to his father. Maybe that's what the pasuk should have said. And then the Yevid, how would I know an Evid is possible to say Yedis? Nachle the kal v'chayim mi ger. An Evid is a kal v'chayim is possible mi ger. Because ma ger, ma dech a ger. The lamalahu diyein lachias. A ger, once he's mizgayer, now he doesn't have yichas to his father, true. Avulamata yeshla yichas. When he gets married now to Bas Yisrael and he has children, they're called his children. Still, you want to tell me possibly Edis, he's possibly Edis. If so, Evet, Shein Lechias, never doesn't have any Chias. Loy Lamana, Loy Lamata, not above, not Lamata, he has Moshakas' parents. But his children, Ein Adin, she's possibly Edis, isn't it for sure that an Evet Kanana should be possibly Edis? That's what the Torah should have said, if that's what it meant. Ella, but rather, me the cost of Rachmana. Loy Yumasu Aves Albonim. Since the Torah writes, Loy Yumasu Aves Albonim. It says lashon of what the first way is lo yimosu avos albonim. Doesn't say albon albneihem, but it says albonim, which is mashma that if the son doesn't have that if the father is such a father that doesn't have yichas his children, that's possibly edus. That's mashma only an eved kanani is possible. Shema mina, here's the proof. Eved shein lachias lelamata lelamata. Who's a possibly edus? Only a father like an Eved Kenani that has no yichas upwards or downwards, he's possible to be an aid. Avul ger, but a regular ger, once you become a Jew, kivon diyesh lachias lamata, lamaisa, once you're a Jew and you get married now, they're called your children, if so, kosher liyedis, and if not, then a ger, a father is kosher to be an aid. The chitema, maybe you tell me no, lichter rachmon, let the Torah write, ubonim lo yumosu ala v'sayim, children should not be killed because of the father, so normally the kosher rachmanu bonim lo yumasu alavis. What do we have to have the second part altogether for? Let the Torah just write Ubonim lo yumosu alavisayim. What does the Torah have to write? Ubonim lo yumosu alavis. Not all, I mean this lashon. What does it say? Alavis for, let us say alavisayim. To mashma, that would be mashma lo yumosu al pi bonim, shein lehem chiyas avis. He not killed on such children have no chiyas avis. So Mor says, I did the cost of lo yumosu avis al bonim, cost of nami ubonim lo yumosu alavis. That's why it says it both ways. And that's the kasha. What does the Torah say, Loshen of, lo yimosu, al avos? Now that the Torah says, Loshen of, ubonim lo yimosu al avos, it's mashma that even a ger is possible. Because it's mashma, you can't be killed with such children that don't have yichas of parents, which is a ger. So, and we're saying it's not true. So that not to make this mistake, the Torah should have written, ubonim lo yimosu al avos sehem. What is the right? Al avos? That's what the Gemara says, the Torah doesn't want to change. I did the cost of lo yimosu alavis al bonim. Since in the first part it has to say al bonim, not al b'nesayim. It says al bonim, not al b'nehim. Therefore, cost of nami. Now also it writes, al bonim lo yimosu alavis. Then chlami does not mean to exclude a ger. Havad l'maisa ger is kosher liedis. It only means to exclude only an eved kenani. Now the Mishnah said weiter, cheres shleitz v'kotzim v'kiyosin ro. When they do damage, whoever meets up with them is bad off, because whoever damages them has to pay. When they do damage, they're potter. Now, Eimei de Rav Shmuel Baraba, the mother of Rav Shmuel Baraba, Meagrunia from Agrunia, her was Nesivul El Rababa, she was married to his father Rababa, Kasrinu L'nichse L'Rav Shmuel Baraba, Bro, she wrote, she gave a shtar matono, her nichse milug, to her son Rababa, to her son Shmuel. That was the case here. Kitsa, the mother, when she first got married, she brought in Shanichse milug. That means she has property, and she brings it in when she gets married to her husband. The nichsim milug, the husband has a right to use the peiros. The guf belongs to the wife. Now the wife here, the mother, wrote a shtar matana to say she wants this property to go to her son. And then she died. Now the Gemara says, boss of the shriva, after she died, now we don't know what to do. Because when the wife dies, usually the husband yashins his wife. So really this nechasim should have went to the husband. But here lamaisa, she wrote it away to give it away to her son. Does she have a right to give it away to her son or not? Because when she brings in this property now to the husband, the lacha is that kinyan ha-peiros, to use the property, belongs to the husband. The husband has the right to use the property. So it's like the guf of the property belongs to the wife. The actual use of the property belongs to the father, to the husband. So shailu is, does she have a right to give it away or not? When the kinyan ha-peiros belongs to somebody else, the shailu is kinyan peiros to kinyan ha-guf dami. The fact the husband has the right to use it, is that the main thing here, that she has the right to sell it? Or maybe no, still she had a right to sell it, to give it away to her own son. So that's the question. And Mar says, Boss of the Shiva, after she died,